For centuries, Pacific Islanders have been sharing stories that connect us across the region. Stories from the Pacific is a weekly program that continues that tradition, bringing you deep and personal stories from a diverse range of people. Athletes, farmers, artists, teachers, activists, entrepreneurs, all united by their Pacific heritage and incredible journeys.
Listen to Stories from the Pacific on your favorite podcast app.
This is an ABC podcast.
This is Nijin Footy with Sam Wykes and Jinirao Arona on ABC Radio Australia.
Malola Lee and welcome to Nijin Footy Fridays. My name is Sam Wykes and with me is my Cook Island Coey, Jinirao Arona, and we have you covered for all the rugby league and rugby union stories from across the Pacific. T, always a pleasure to have you on, my friend.
You too, my mate. A kia ora to all our listeners across the Pacific. And again, welcome to Nijin Footy. We have another huge show for you today. We have two of our usual Friday guests in Sala Tongatuki and Nemani Nondolo Kudandrani, who this week we will definitely have him
on
the show. He won't be...
Can't wait to hear that story from Kiribati. His immigration issues.
I know I wasn't here last Friday, but did he do a voice note on the plane?
Yeah, well, I think he did, because the photo of him sitting on the plane drenched in sweat, it seemed like he'd come to play. He was nervous. So, like, he had some issues getting out of Kiribati, and make sure you stay tuned for that, because I've got no doubt this could go anywhere, this chat with him, and hopefully he has some rugby news as well.
Yep, so Nems will cover rugby. Sala will cover this week's round 12 in the NRL. We did have a game last night, which we'll get to very shortly, with the Raiders versus the Dolphins, and we have round 15 in the Super Rugby. What's the how many rounds do you have in Super Rugby?
Next week's the last one. Last round.
So you've got this week, and then next week
round
is the last
16
one
will be the last
finals.
Round before quarterfinals. That's it. Yep.
True.
All done and dusted.
And then you go into international
Test
games.
Test footy, yes. Yeah. We still have more rugby to come, so you can't kick me off the show yet and just make it all rugby league.
And before we go on with our show, I just wanted to show some love and send love to Jai Arrow. You know, sadly, it was announced this week that he is diagnosed with motor neuron disease, and just a tough life can
man.
Be tough, and when these things happen, it does bring our rugby league community together. And over the last couple of days, is that we've had players reach out and ask, how can we show support? This is coming from the Rugby League Players Association, where players have asked, let's do something for him. So it's cool to see that players get together. But on behalf of everyone here at ABC and Nijin Footy, we want to show a lot of love to Jai Arrow during this time.
Yeah, offa lahi atu to Jai Arrow and his family. Great words, T. Let's kick off with rugby league.
Hey guys, David Mead here, and you're listening to Nijin Footy.
Yes, last night we had round 12 kickoff. Now this weekend, we do have a fair few teams that will have a bye. The Broncos aren't playing, the Eels, the Knights, the Panthers, Roosters, Sharks, and the Tigers. They will all be resting up. Next week we'll obviously have State of Origin, but we do have five games over this weekend. Last night we kicked off with the Raiders taking on the Dolphins in Canberra. Now, if you know Canberra in this time of the year, it is freezing.
It looked cold out there.
It is the worst place to play. It is like you're playing in England winter. It was 5 degrees on a Thursday night, and not the best time for fans to go and watch this game live, but geez, it looked
and
cold.
To put in context, here in Sydney, like, it was still about 18 degrees when we were training last night.
And it's still cold.
So 5 degrees in Canberra, it will feel like zero or minus one down there.
And we did have some debuts for both teams. Brian Bonil.
Bonil.
Bonil. Brian Bonil for the Dolphins. He started at centre, and then off the bench for the Raiders, you had Jordan Uta, who made his debut. But the Dolphins, they made history, winning their fourth game in a row, beating the Raiders 30 points to 22. Now, I thought the Dolphins' halves pairings, Isaiah Katoa and Brad Schneider, they were outstanding. I do want to speak a little bit more about Isaiah Katoa's performance and probably the leader that he's becoming.
Yep.
But another shout-out to Kurt Donoghue and Corneli Lemuelu, who I thought also had some big moments during the Dolphins game.
Yeah, I like Kurt Donoghue. I think he's one of the toughest players in the NRL at the moment. I just love how he goes about his business. Eh? Like, he just he goes after it, doesn't he?
He gets after it, but he can also ball play.
Yeah, he's a smart footballer as well.
He's a smart footballer. You can put him at lock, you can put him at hooker, and he just loves to compete. And I love seeing him represent the Fiji Bati as well in that jersey. So, but moving back to Isaiah Katoa, you know, he had a huge performance, had two line break assists, had a try assist, 29 tackles he made as well as a half and 9 runs, but more his control. If you look back at those games where they scored so many points last year, he is getting back into that form where he is holding the defense in the middle just from his tempo and just picking the right pass, his delivery, his service, really looks like he brings that spine together and they're all aligned to create opportunities on the outside for the Dolphins.
Yeah, I love the Dolphins' ball movement at the moment. And obviously, Isaiah is a centerpiece to that. And when you talk about his tempo, it's his foot speed to be able to engage the defense. So if he either takes on the line, you know, he gets him and it forces a defender to hold because he squares up. It's not like he's still drifting across field to try and give that player. And you know yourself as a lead runner, like how important is that T that you've got a ball player that when he goes, he squares up for that lead runner to come and hit a line as opposed to someone that probably crabs across field and takes some space away.
Yeah, that lead runner is crucial because what that lead runner does on the back of those halves, so Brad Schneider and Isaiah Katoa, when you have a genuine lead runner, the defenders have to collapse on them. They have to get their bodies in front. So if they don't, they hit the lead. We seen last night, Corneli Lemuelu, he ran through that hole, set up that try.
Nice little pop back on the inside.
Held the ball up.
Yep.
But if they're not genuine, you know, the defenders can slide off. So because they are genuine, defenders get in front, then they pick the right pass out the back. But I love Isaiah's movements. And I reckon he's picked up this a bit from rugby union, having to play further away from the defensive line and bring in that, like, engage the D from his tempo to be able to find the right pass.
You look at some of the halves in rugby league at the moment, say like even Joey Walsh from Manly. There's Mitch Woods that will come in for the Dogs. They have a rugby union background playing 5'8". And what you said is spot on because in union, because they're so, the defense is right on you. Like you don't have the same 10-meter space.
Yeah.
Like you've got to make a decision really quick and you've got to be able to fix a defender and create space for your outside men because there's obviously more players on the field in rugby as well. So your time and space is taken away in rugby union compared to rugby league.
The other thing I love about Isaiah is his leadership qualities. And
do you know how old he is?
How old is he?
He's 22 still.
You Googled that before the
show. I did, because I'm thinking...
He's your cousin.
I know, but like, it still spins me out. Like, it was only a few years ago that when he came on that Pacific Sports show, that he was in his school uniform, about to do his HSC.
That's right. Yeah.
And then he goes and plays for Tonga in the World Cup, and he's studying for his HSC before he prepares for a Rugby League World Cup as a 17, 18-year-old. Like, to now you fast forward, he's a captain of the Dolphins.
Well, he speaks with authority. He speaks as a leader. And in the post-match interview, when he's beside Christian Wolf, his head coach, he has these words to say on the back of the debut of Brian Bolniu, and just says about him being himself. But we've got a short clip here.
The cliche of that next man up. And I'm just really proud of the boys. Obviously, Brian with his NRL debut. And one thing I just asked the boys coming in was just come in and be yourself. We don't need anyone coming in trying to be Hammer or trying to be Herbie Farnworth. Like, just come in and be yourself. We understand what we can do as a team, and when we're connected as a group, on and off the field, I think it definitely shows.
He is the captain of the Dolphins. He's sitting next to his head coach, the head coach of the Dolphins, and both of them, so the head coach is also the head coach of the Tongan international team, and Isaiah being the future captain of Tonga. As a Tongan, how does that make you feel knowing that you've got these players and coaches in these arenas and they also represent the international Tongan team?
You know, when you put it like that, like in the moment, I'm probably not thinking that far ahead, but you're right. Like, it is actually something that should be celebrated because we wouldn't have seen that 10 years ago.
10 years ago, yeah.
You know, so that is something to really celebrate. The fact that we've got some leaders in the NRL and leading the way in the NRL space, because that never happened back in the day.
Well, Tonga, speaking of Tonga, my son also said, what side does Hamole Olakau'atu play? And I was like, oh, on the right side? He goes, what side does Tolukola play? He goes, oh, I said, maybe on the right side.
Right side.
And then what side does Katoni Staggs play?
He's right side as well, right side
centre. So you'll center. Have a Blues all right side Tongan side playing New South Wales.
You're getting me excited for Origin, and you're getting me excited for what's to be for Tonga come World
Samoa,
Cup time.
Samoa is up on, on the other side. We do have Stephen Crichton and Brian To'o.
What a matchup.
What a matchup.
Here we go.
But we do have another four games over the weekend. We've got the Dogs taking on the Storm very shortly this evening. We've got the Dragons versus the Warriors tomorrow. Manly versus Titans. And then to wrap us up on Sunday, we've got Cowboys versus the Bunnies. Sammy. For the Bulldogs, this weekend, it is their 2,000th.
Get it out.
2,000th premiership game.
2,000? That's actually harder than I thought. 2,000th.
Yeah, so just a fun fact. It's also the return of Jethro Rinakama.
Yeah, Rinakama Senpui.
On the wing.
On the wing after a shoulder injury, so yeah, it's good to see him back in the side.
Shoulder Rico, he's been working hard at his rehab, and yeah, he gets his opportunity.
Love it.
This weekend. And another big milestone, Moiaki Fotuaika for the Gold Coast Titans. He will be the highest capped Gold Coast Titan player. With 173 games, surpassing Mark Minicello. So some great news again for another Tongan. Moiaki Fotuaika, congratulations, brother.
Absolutely.
And in some other news, we forgot to mention on Monday, Connor Watson, he has also gone over to PNG, similar to Jerome Luai.
Another chartered flight.
He's taken his partner. He's sussed out, you know, what the arena looks like, what PNG, what Port Moresby looks like, and
how important is it to take your partner? Selling her the dream.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if we get some news shortly around Connor Watson's future, but he's been on that Pacific Sports Show. What do you think of his addition to the Chiefs if he was to play for PNG in 2028?
Well, we said it before about the type of characters that you need in an environment in PNG, and to ensure that you're not only just representing an NRL franchise, you're representing the country, even though you might not be Papua New Guinean. But someone like Connor Watson, he gets it. He is someone that is a genuine team man that understands team comes first, and he can play multiple positions, but he's a genuine leader on and off the field. So I think he just brings those qualities around setting standards and values straight away and what's required when you starting a new franchise.
Yep. So we'll keep everyone updated here on Knees and Footy in regards to the Chiefs. But I also heard a whisper, Sammy.
What are you talking for me, T? I like your whispers.
I know
usually on the money.
Yeah, I know we've seen some Union Women players come over to our game, and also league players go to Union. League players go to Union, like Zach Lomax, Suoli'i, Angus
Crichton. One out of 100.
But I heard there's some Union players looking to jump over to the league, but also more so the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Have you got any background on that?
Well, I didn't want to sort of bring it up because I was hoping it wasn't true. But if you're hearing those whispers, it must have legs.
Man, I'm only hearing it from the guy across the desk. That's our producer, Phil, because he's wrote it here in the notes.
Nah, brothers Caden and Trevon Pritchard, one plays for the Brumbies and the other one plays for the Reds. The one that plays for the Reds, Trevon Pritchard, like, he is a genuine freak. He's only 20 years of age. He'll probably go
what position?
He's an outside back. Oh, he can actually play 10, 12 wing, fullback. So he's a good ball player. I don't know where he would play. I reckon he'd probably be a 5'8 in league. But honestly, that guy has a massive future. Like, he's like another Isaiah, honestly, the way he plays and the way he has time and space with the ball, and his footwork. He's probably better than Isaiah around taking on the line, because he goes after it.
So the Chiefs are, he's looking at,
well, apparently the Chiefs have approached him. Yeah.
I reckon it's different though. If you think of Isaiah, he's played league at a junior level as well, so being able to see the shapes, the timing.
I don't know.
At least he's played at least these union players have played some league. I reckon it's hard to jump.
Yeah, from I reckon union to be league. Honest, the amount of kids that are great at both games now, like there's more and more players playing both, and they've got to make a decision probably around 16.
Yeah,
which way they want to go. There's so many players, and I think of we've had Roman Tuamalo on. Who's now at the Raiders, and we had him on and we talked about his journey. Like, he played a lot of rugby union as well. So I've got no doubt boys are playing both, boys and girls are playing both to have that bit of an experience, but it would be a massive blow to rugby if Trevon goes to the PNG Chiefs.
Australia rugby.
Yeah, it would be, because I like...
He's
a freak.
He's like a
Kirtley Bill coming through.
Okay, so he'd be like a Zaire...
Yeah, coming through, like a Lockie Galvin coming through.
Yeah,
okay. So he'll be like that type of player. He's a big young star. And he'll play in the under-20s World Cup for Australia coming up.
Could he potentially be the Reece Walsh of rugby union if he stayed?
Oh, that's a big call. But he probably could, going off his highlights. Like, he's someone that I would want to go and watch personally.
A young Kalen Ponga.
Yes. I would put him in that same bracket. If the Chiefs get him, they've got a great young... up-and-coming star, and we know full well that you can't compete with dollars if it comes down to that. The Chiefs would have him every day of the week. So, and if you're going after your brother and it's a duo, sign me up. But anyway, we'll soon find out. Hopefully, they are building a really good roster, though, the Chiefs. Like, if they're going down this path around, someone like a Jerome, someone like Connor Watson, someone like these two up-and-coming stars.
AJ, come on.
Oh, AJ as well, sorry. I feel like they have got a really good understanding on the type of people they want at their club compared to probably the Perth Bears, where it's probably like...
I was about to mention, we've spoken so much about the Chiefs, and I feel sorry for the Perth Bears because they haven't got much love, but I'm sure there'll be more news as the months go on, and we'll keep everyone updated here on Nesian Footy. But remember, you can hear every NRL game live on this weekend on ABC Radio Australia.
Hey guys, I'm Alan Alalatoa. I'm from the Wallabies, and you're listening to Nesian Footy.
Sammy, we've done the league part until we get to Salatonga Tuki.
Yes.
What do you got for us in Rugby Union World, mate?
It's actually good to hear Alan Alalatoa. He celebrates a milestone this week, 150 games for the big man. So he'll celebrate that against the Waratahs. So big congratulations to him. But yes, it is Super Rugby this weekend. And one of the reasons why I'm actually probably more so excited than the other weeks is the fact that one of the young Tongan boys, who I know very well, is making his debut for the Western Force off the bench. So his name is Boston Fakafunua. His old man, Damien, we played together at West Harbour back in the day. And another fun fact, his cousin or uncle or very close relative is the Prime Minister for Tonga, Lord Fakafunua.
So he's royalty.
Royalty. He's a noble.
True.
Yes. So they're from Malfunga in Tonga. So
they're going to roll the red carpet out for him?
I think so. There's got to be something there for him. Imagine that. The red carpet comes out for Boston. But the thing that I love about Boston as well is I've seen his journey up close and personal. And he didn't make a few rep teams at the age of 17. And some of the conversations we had around those moments when you don't make a team was pretty cool, just to share some experiences. And I know you've had the same thing,
too. Oh, so you've known him for this long?
Yeah, since he was in high school.
How old is he now?
He'll be 21, 22. Yeah, 21.
So it's been a few years since those moments.
Those moments. And I've probably known him because when I, with Damien, his dad, like I've seen him run around as a, 9, 10, 11-year-old as well. So I've known him for a very long time. And, when we had these conversations around him being overlooked or being dropped, I said, mate, that happens to everyone. You're going to experience, and I guarantee this, you're going to experience more setbacks and disappointments than you will rewards in your pursuit of trying to be a professional rugby player. And when we had those conversations, I said the most important things that you need to control when you have these setbacks is your attitude, how you carry yourself, your effort just to keep showing up and making sure that you're putting in the work. And then that will filter into your preparation and to hopefully your performance. So you do that on a consistent basis. You do that really well. long term,
mm.
you're going to be rewarded. And that's why I love the fact that he's making his debut this week against the Drua off the back of staying consistent in those areas. And I know you know that all too well, T.
Yeah, it's how you react. And was it only on Monday when we spoke about the tunnel, that image where you're where the cartoon image of the person digging the tunnel and the gulch just behind the wall? And, you know, in rugby league, when you are younger and around, you know, 15, 16, 17, and you're not making these rep teams, I've had these conversations with someone last night, actually. I said, you got to zoom out. Think what you said. Think long term. These things that happen, but it's how you react and it's how you control those things that you just mentioned that will impact the long term success. Now, you don't want to be the superstar. Not everyone's going to be the superstar when they're 16, 17, but you keep doing your thing. You'll find your opportunities. And when those opportunities come, like this weekend, you know, you take it with two hands and you run with it.
And the biggest one, and this is my biggest advice for anyone who's aspiring, like I was not consistent enough in these areas. And that's why my performance gap was difference between my best and my worst. It was too big. But the great players, you wouldn't even know if they had a bad game.
Yeah.
To their own standards, they might say I wasn't good enough. But to someone on the outside looking in, they're going, oh, mate, you're a freak.
And sometimes it's not about those players looking for the big play or being the superstar where they need to do their chip chase. It's actually just doing the basics really, really well. So your worst game is out of 8 out of 10 and your best game is out 8 out of 10.
And that's what we spoke about with Boston. So in his position, he's a 12, an outside back. He played on the wing sometimes. I said, okay, if you carry or clean out, your first action off the ground, you need to reload quick. So there, there's effort areas. You work hard off the ball when the ball's nowhere near you. You're sort of anticipating where it's going to be next. You make sure your communication is on point. You make sure your knowledge and your game plan, like your awareness of the game and your game plan, you know that better than anyone else. And if you've got an injury, you make sure you communicate that well, because all of those things that don't require talent, that's what actually sets you up for success. It's, as you said, it's not those chip and chase moments, all those big plays.
All the big hits.
It's all the little bits of glue in between that allow you to have those moments later on. So, yeah, he'll come off the bench. Hopefully he does the job and we see more of him in the future.
They play the Drua.
So,
did they not play the Drua not longer?
Not that long ago. That was in Fiji. So, yep, they'll play now in Perth. And we'll hear more from Nems as well on how that game will unfold outside of his stint in Kiribati. But we'll go over to Moana Pacifica. They take on the Reds. And this Saturday or tomorrow could be the last time they have a home game.
The Moana?
Moana Pacifica.
Man, this might sound silly, but where is their home game?
North Harbour Stadium in
Auckland. Why did you have to think about that?
No, I had to just check my notes.
Just probably a question that we've asked a couple of times. Like, where is the home base?
It's a tough one.
Because it's the people's team,
yep.
Their home is wherever the people are.
Their home is where the heart is.
Wherever the people's hearts are.
That's the one.
There it is.
There we go. We're on fire today.
Well, you should clip that one up and put it on your socials.
But, you know, when you think about the week or the last 2 weeks of their competition with players probably already signed elsewhere and the uncertainty of their future, I had a look at their socials and it looked like the theme of this week going into the home game was connection. It looked like they had a big carver session the other day. So I don't know if that's going to help their performance or hinder their performance. Well, but
put your head coach on. Head coach's hat on. In a week like this, you know, there's no future for Moana after. How are you trying to prepare the players? What are you doing?
Keeping the environment light. Stay connected. Stay happy, boys. Obviously, we've got a job to do. But I want you guys to spend as much time together on and off the field as possible, because you know what it's like when you play your last game of the season and someone goes, mate, this is the last time this group of players will play together.
Yeah.
You know that feeling, eh?
Yeah.
And this is one of those times where genuinely this is probably the last time we'll see a Moana Pacifica jersey
Yeah.
on in Super Rugby. So go out and make the most of the next 2 weeks. That's how I'd approach.
Did you speak to Tanner?
Yeah, I will next week because I'm in Canberra calling their last game with ABC with our old mates, Declan.
Oh, well, you should post that as well. <send it to Tanner.
laughs> Get me in there, coach. Get me in the All Blacks. But we wish them all the best. And some other games that are unfolding. We have the Crusaders and Chiefs. That's a big one to determine who will be top four in that space with the Hurricanes pretty much wrapping up top spot. They should get over the Highlanders. And we have the Force Drua. So, T, big week ahead for rugby.
Just a quick one. Top two, who do you think is going in the Super Rugby Grand Final at this stage?
At this stage, I'm going to put my house on the Hurricanes and Crusaders Grand Final.
Hurricanes, Crusaders Grand Final.
Yeah, that's what I'm anticipating.
And then going back to Rugby League, NRL, top two Grand Final.
Top two. At this stage. Man, at this stage,
round
mate.
Round 12.
I can't even get a round right, let alone who's going to be. Like, it's so hard, mate. You got the Melbourne Storm not even in the top eight.
Well, you'd have to say Panthers is a lock-in at this stage.
It's too hard to pick.
And I would love, absolutely love the Warriors.
Oh, can you imagine the crowd for the Panthers-Warriors game?
Imagine a Panthers-Warriors
game. That's a grand final I would love to see. But anyway,
let's head
we'll soon find out come September.
Let's head over to Sala Tongatuki here on Nijan Footy.
The Rugby League Preview.
Now comes away to the right edge. Tongatuki!
With Sala Tongatuki.
It's time to hear from our NRLW superstar. She represents the West Tigers. She also has played for the New South Wales Blues, the Jillaroos, and the Fetu Samoa. Our superstar, Sala Tongatuki. Sala, welcome back to Nijan Footy Fridays.
Hello, man. Thank you.
How has your week been? And you know, I know the girls have been, what's it now, week two into NRLW preseason?
Yeah, we're about to wrap up week two, that's for sure.
How's it been? Yes. How's the first couple of weeks been?
Not too bad. Obviously, we've probably put in the work in the off-season as a collective, so we knew we wanted to utilise this preseason to just do a lot of footy stuff and, yeah, it's been good. Been tough as well. Probably one of the toughest pre-seasons I've done. I think I touched on this before. But, yeah, it's exciting. I'm seeing a lot of my teammates, you know, PB, looking fit, stronger. Just their physique and that, like, they know that the work that they're putting in, they're getting the results and that, and it's paying off. But it's only just, you know, week two of pre-season. So, yeah, looking good so far, I reckon.
Sala, in the off-season, you said that there was no music allowed in the gym. Is that still the same case now in pre-season? Or have you broken a few records to get some music?
Although we have probably reached our target to get to earn our rights with music in gym, but I think the girls have just fallen into that, you know, the energy, like we thrive off each other's energy. Like when someone's, you know, about to finish off like a superset and like obviously it's heavy weights and then they're about to finish and they do it, like we got everyone around each other. We just cheer each other on. Racine, like McGregor, she's looking so fit. Last night she was doing like, you know, touch and go chin-ups, and for females it's like, you know, it's really tough chin-ups and holding your weight, but man, she's cut a lot of weight off. I think she's lost about 6 kilos or something in her pre-season, and she's a spine, so like obviously the fitter you are, the fun your footy can be. And yeah, she was just going touch and go and all of us was cheering, and as soon as she got down from her last rep, she literally said she wanted to do like the haka, like her pukana.
Yeah.
that's the end. I was like, that's what we want to see you happy and thriving in your training. And yeah, it's good seeing players like her. She's one of our seniors, and yeah, excited to see how Ray goes. That's just an example.
That's cool. Is there anyone in the squad now that probably play harder than they train? So I had done a training session.
I know where you're going with this, yeah.
I done a training session with a friend of mine, James Maloney, and he was the most he hated training.
George
he hated
Smith was the same.
Hated the gym, but he's won competitions. Oh. He killed it on the field. Yeah. And one of his sayings were, games aren't won in the gym. Is there anyone in the NRLW who play a lot better than they do train?
Oh,
Might have changed back in the day. That's like a real old school mentality.
Yeah, I think so.
You know what I mean? Because yeah, George Smith was exactly the same. Like on a beep test, he would pull out at 8.
You know what? Yeah. Funny that you say that, T, because like, I was chatting about this to Ray about, you know, we used to have Harvey Norman trainings and the timings, like, you know, our sessions would be heaps late because we wouldn't really get field privilege in it. We would always have to be after the boys, Ron Massey and whatnot. But, and we were saying, like, bro, we would actually, you wouldn't do any of the prep stuff that you have now with high performance. That's something that's, like, recently been incorporated into the women's spaces, you know, doing your reps, the extras, all that stuff to, before you go onto field. Whereas back then in Harvey, we used to just rock up. We just literally just put our boots on, just train. And then we just go and play. Like yeah, there was
no band work, and like, no activation.
Yeah, yeah. No band work, no activation, nothing. But you know what? You probably play your best footy. Like, and I think that was just, because of the, like, they just loved footy.
Yes.
They just want to go there to have fun. That was a difference. Whereas now it's like, some people don't want to do the extras, the 1%ers of band work, but you have to do it.
Yeah.
And then some have been copping niggles because they're overloading or, you know, it's something they're not, their body's not used to yet. So, I feel like that's definitely old school mentality.
Salah, that's a very good point. And honestly, I don't want to plan. It is a good point. Like, you do want to have professionalism about your preparation.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, Sometimes if you see more aqua bags and bands out for your warm up that goes for about 4 minutes and you go, bro, it took mentally longer gone. To set up. Yeah. Than it does to get through it. So I'm with you, mate. Just get enough with the carry on. Just get
the ball on just the field, mate. Yeah, let's go kick the ball around. Anyway, Earlier this week, the State of Origin, NRL State of Origin men's teams were announced. What were your thoughts on both squads? Were there any players that stood out to you? For me, I love that Tolu Kola got his call up. What about yourself?
Amen. For me, it's nice seeing Tolu Kola be recognised, but also Jojo Fifita. He's been like obviously under the radar, and just it's nice to see him get his recognition. But I don't know, Adam Fanua Blake is in there. Huge. Like since the whole it's huge. Like it makes it hard too now, like because there's that many good middles. But obviously Adam's got his core, and Hal Mulle, he's always been on the brink of, you know, either on the bench or 18th, like he, you know, but he's fully earned his right starting in back row. He's had a good season thus far. But probably the big one for me, I'm just obviously biased here, but is Jacob Saifidi. I feel like he's always been consistent and he's just never obviously got the look at, but it's nice to see him back in there. And Brendan Okora.
Yep.
Off the bench for Queensland, that one shook me. I just didn't know he was a Queensland boy. I'm just so used to seeing him in Sharks colours and, yeah.
Did you see Adam Fanua Blake's comments?
With his family from Queensland?
No, just around saying that if I was the opposition team, I'd hate to play against our forward pack. Like he's already just thrown
he's already put it out there
that with him, Mole, and those type of players, he goes, yeah, I'd hate to play against our pack. And I was like, yup, there he is.
Yeah.
There he is, the enforcer.
He was also born, his family's from Queensland, or he was born in Queensland.
Born in Queensland, yeah. And then mascot boy, they came down here early, yeah.
Hey, Salah, just with the new eligibility rule changes, yeah, for yourself, someone who's played for Fetu Samoa, the Jillaroos, and for the Blues, what are your thoughts on the changes and seeing Adam Fanua Blake now being able to represent the Blues after playing for the Kiwis, although he only played one game for the Kiwis that stopped them from playing Origin?
I think it's huge. Like we obviously get to see the best of the best play one of the best, like obviously it's the quickest game. And yeah, it's obviously I've seen it already, some of the girls that have been so good consistently, and obviously once they play Kiwi fans, they couldn't come back and play. I mean, those games were the games that obviously got the Origin to where it is now for the women's game. Like Nita Maynard, there was Maitua Federica, and those are the players I was pushing. And I feel like this is only going to get better, and that the intensity of the game, it's going to give a quality game as well. So, yeah, I'm a big fan of it. Obviously, some don't get to play it because of those players. It's just heaps of options in that to pick from. So it's a good headache to have.
Let's move on to round 12 in the NRL this weekend. Last night we did see the Raiders versus the Dolphins. The Dolphins getting up on that one. But which game stands out to you this weekend?
Probably the Cowboys and South's game, the last game.
Which players are you looking forward to watching?
I'm definitely looking forward to Talanoa Pinatani for Souths, who will be making his debut. Just from watching him in his cup games, and he's just really explosive with his footy. And I know, like, obviously, we've seen his call up with T and his mum, and that one got me.
Slack, no Tash, eh? Why does Tash always miss out on the
she was training. She was probably training.
Oh, and it actually makes sense why Tiana pulled out of TV for next week. She won't be here. They're all heading up to watch him play.
To the game.
Yeah, to the game. So, yeah, it's going to be a special occasion, especially when you consider the heartbreak that family has had, with their, losing their father back in the day. Now that they get to all celebrate, that was heartwarming to see the emotion that came out of those phone calls.
Yeah, definitely. Well, it's a real moment as well for the family. Like, they're doing the last name proud. It's three now that's playing first grade. So, that's probably applaud their mum, who's obviously raised them all on her own since the tragedy of. But yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing Talanoa debut. There's going to be so much energy and excitement for their family when they head up. Another player for the Cowboys for me would probably be Viliami Vailea. I found him really super physical. He's got strong carries and he's got potential. Like, every time he comes off the bench, he really shifts the momentum for them. So, yeah.
Who wins this game and why?
Who would I lean towards? I'm probably going to go to the Cowboys at home. I just think the crowd and their fold pack gives them the edge, especially being at home as well, and just the advantage in that with the travel. But honestly, if South's complete high, and Cody Walker does his thing, controls tempo, and I think they have every chance in that as well to win, but probably just going to lean towards Cowboy for this one.
Beautiful. I'm going to go Cowboys for my tipping as well. So
I'm going to go Cowboys.
Cowboy. Are you going Cowboys?
Cowboys. The Cowboys. That was me. Hand the towels out. That's all I was good for.
Well, Sala, I appreciate it. As always, we appreciate you for joining us here on Nijin Footy every Friday. Have a great weekend and stick into training.
Later, Sala.
Thanks,
much love.
Boys. Appreciate it.
The Rugby Union Preview.
Interception by Big Nemani.
With Nemani Kurindrani.
Yes, Nemani Nandolo Kurindrani joins us. He is our former Flying Fijian. He wears many polo shirts now, many hats. And he is here finally to talk about some rugby news. But before we get there, Nems, firstly, how are you? Especially after a stressful trip back from Kiribati.
Yeah, well, first of all, Bulla boys, apologies for last week. There was a bit of a mishap. As you just said, we was in Kiribati last week for one of the hats that I wear. I was there for a week. Beautiful people, beautiful island. But, I was lucky to make the flight. So just a bit of a recap. We've checked in, and I've decided, people who know, if you've been to Kiribati, seafood is massive there. Fish, lobsters, tuna, they get caught tomorrow, they're selling on side road. Anyway, I decided I wanted to buy three eskies of fish and lobsters. Bear in mind, I'm not going to Australia, I'm going to Fiji, which is an island in a country that is full of fish.
Yeah, fresh fish there, yes.
I was just looking at the value and the price wise. As you know, it's tough times around the world. And nearly didn't make my flight, nearly missed the check-in. I've gone into immigration, handed it in, and as you know, when I get flustered, Wikesy, I swear. No time. and I'm not even at the front desk yet to check in. So anyway, got through that, got it wrapped and everything, signed off on it. Then I got to the front desk, and then the name on my passport is different to the name on the in their system. And it was Nemanja Nondolo, and then that was in the system, in their system, then in my passport it says Nemanja Kurindrani. So they pulled it out. They're like, nah, mate, you can't get on. I was like, please, I need to get on. I live in Fiji. I'm a Fiji citizen like this. And they're like, nah, nah. And then I was just like, and even by now, I'm good. I decided to wear grey shorts that day. I decided to wear grey shorts. It is wet, crease, everything. I'm in all sorts. And then I get taken in. Immigration's like, nah. If you got any ID, and every ID I'm pulling out, it's either Kurindrani or Nasinghaniavi, but there's no Nondolo on it. Anyway, I'm with my boss from the company. She's like, oh, look, I'll go. I'll get you another ticket. She's already preparing. I'll get you another ticket. And it doesn't fly till Tuesday. And I was like, mate, I need to be in Fiji. I'm commentating tomorrow. Anyway, thankfully, this guy comes in. He goes, I got to the point, and the guy's like, you sure you got no other ID on you? Nothing else? And I just went, this is last resort. And, boys, I don't do this.
He's done it. Google my name.
Can you get your phone out and go to the search section of Google?
He's done it.
Mate, I literally genuinely went that. And then after that, he's gone. It's like, oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, you look skinny in this photo. You think? My boss that was with me, she'd given up hope. She's already telling the guys in the head office in Brisbane, hey, listen, get him on a flight on Tuesday. Anyway, long story short, the flight's taken off. I'm on a plane. They finally let me through. As I'm leaving, they go, oh, good luck tomorrow. I was like, mate, get me out of here.
So just to
anyway,
confirm.
Anyway, long story short, I got my fish and everything, and, made it back to Fiji safe and sound.
Just to confirm, you told the bloke in the office to Google your name.
Which photo popped up first? Was it a Crusaders one or something, was it?
Crusaders one.
Like, no, so he's gone to me. Have you got any ID? And I've just gone, look, I'm doing what I'm doing now, and I've done this.
It is that. Oh, look at the one with the singlet as well.
I had to get that one.
Oh my goodness!
Wow.
And I was doing this one, and I was doing this.
Just scrolling up. This is me here.
Googled your name, pushed images, showed all the photos of you in a Crusaders jersey. How good.
Because in the islands, I'm only ever known of playing for the Crusaders. Like, forget the other teams. Forget the Tars. Forget Europe. And so I pulled that out, and then he was like, oh, yeah. Yeah, you look skinny here. And I was like, you know, the islands, they don't bend the truth that much.
Call a spade a spade. Nah, glad that you got home safely. And did that get home safely through customs? Because you know what they're like sometimes, if they can see fish, hey, put this one in the back.
Yeah.
We lost your luggage.
My boss bought another SQ2. She's Samoan, and she was going back to Oz. She had to pay $500. To get it across Australia. They got to Australia, and I packed it for her and everything packed. Like, they got it, and they're like, they threw it away because I forgot to gut the snapper.
What a trip to Kiribati. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, the thing is, I just needed to get on Fiji soil because once I get on Fiji soil, it's like, boom. So it went through customs. And they were like, it was my cousin that was working there. And then I actually had the piece of paper, said, oh, it's fish. And she's like, I'll see you later.
Once this guy T, if you ever go to Fiji with your family, give this guy a call, because when he says, when you get on Fiji soil, and he goes, I've got you, man, this guy's the king. So no matter what, honestly, he could be breaking the law. Hey, sit in the money, all good. Doesn't pay for anything over there either. So here he is.
I've got to pay for coffee.
Every now and again. But anyway, we should actually get to some rugby news after that. that's what you're here for. But the Drua, we'll just quickly touch on, obviously, their performance against the Tars. I was expecting big things, you know, when I think about my tipping and you go, oh, no, choose them, not hopefully. I was like, you know what, this week I'm in. I'm locked in. Yeah. And I guess it wasn't the performance that they would have wanted to have. But how were the boys after that one?
Yeah, it was obviously a bit deflated. They were very deflated. But you know what? The best thing, the thing about that week, they prepared well. They had that week of they'd come in firing, they come in energized. You know, the Drua and Waratahs game, like these guys get up for their games. It's obviously one team that, you know, the Drua love getting up for. And it was like, I don't think like they were just, it just looked like they were deflated on the out there. The Tars, I would say the Tars executed well. Like every time they got the opportunity in their 22, every time they got into the 22, they scored, right? And I think, you know, fair play to the Tars. They rocked up. They had rested all their big guys. Saw Ali'i pulled out. You know, so you're thinking, you know, and I just think maybe overconfident maybe kicked in. But it was definitely, we didn't expect that. And you know what, it is hard though. Like, and I say this openly, is commentating the game.
When you're part of that coach's system, yes.
And in a sanctum now. It is tough, man, because you're like, you know what the sort of the plays and what they do and stuff, and then when it doesn't go to plan, you are, and obviously for 60 minutes it was all Tars. So, but yeah, it was another opportunity gone begging, which I think a win there would have sort of helped our cause to get into the sort of the quarters, and now it's sort of hope and a prayer and winning, and then obviously waiting for other results. But I think that's just the season in general. Wykes is that. There would have been four or five games where we probably should have won. And we would be talking about quarterfinals rugby now, but you know, it just isn't the case.
When we look towards the Western Force, look, the Drua haven't won in Perth, and I guess the way that they've lost in Perth has probably been probably the most concerning thing. It just seems like they leak a lot of points with that big travel over to Western Australia, and I'll probably look at the Western Force. They're very good in the kick counter. I think it's Matt Greeley makes a lot of good meters from his kick returns, and their back three are very good at, I think, managing the kick battle and making you play out of your end. Yeah. And their D is unreal in that sort of area. Like for you guys who want to play footy, how important is that to sort of, you know, plan for what you do out of your end zone? To still want to run with the ball, which you guys are really good at.
Yeah. No, well, you know, everything you said about the Force, like it's just they're a team that's relentless. Like they don't do anything special, but they do the small stuff special. So they're special in that department. And I just think, you know, if I was a Western Force playing the Drua this weekend, I'd be just being patient in that kick battle. One thing we've probably spoken about here, particularly with Kemu and Simi and the halves was like, you know, let's not be afraid to be patient in the kick battles because that's, as you know, in the past, we can probably get bored really quickly. So you kick back the ball and we want to run. And I dare I say that'll probably be their game plan, kick it down. They did that against the Reds who play similar to the Drua. They pressured them with a kick battle, played in the right areas, scored, took their opportunities. And I think that's going to happen. So the Force, you know, again, as you said, it's long travel for the lads. You know, going halfway across the globe to go play at the Force, and you know the Force are going to be up for this as well. Obviously, they've lost as well. So, man, it's hard to pick it, man. Like you just hope for me. Like as much as you know the Drua do well, I want them to do well. You just hope they front up, and that's you know you're at that point now of the season. Just go out there and just give it all your all, you know, because it is a tough ask. And I say that, you know, wholeheartedly, it's a tough ask to go to Force. But if there's one team that can do it and just pull something out of nothing, and we saw that in Canberra, it's these lads here from Fiji.
There's your Smokey, Sammy.
Yeah, might have to go Smokey this time for the Drua for this weekend. Appreciate your time. We'll finish on that note so you can't have any comebacks for me, but love your work. Love your work. Look forward to talking to you next week, brother. Take care. More there.
Smoke. You better lock it up. You better lock it up. You lock it up. Lock it up. Lock it up. Lock it up. Smoke.
Mate, I need to lock myself up after my performance last week. I was horrific.
And, mate. Yeah, Will Hopewater was on here on Knees and Footy covering me.
Did you text him? to choose
got
a
one.
Team? Yeah, I know, but you know, remember last year you used to have a
not this week.
Yeah, too much on, because, eh?
Oh, not too much on. I'm
too
already
many gigs
up.
On.
I'm up 11-8, that's why.
I'm up 11-8.
Yeah, I'm already up. Whereas last year, mate, was that was close. Just a big stitch up.
And it's a tie. You wouldn't believe it. I've come back from 14 down. But anyway, it is our lock and smoke where we choose a team that we think is definitely going to win and one that might upset the round from both codes. A little roughy there with the limited amount of games in the NRL. Does it make it harder or easier?
It will make it easier.
Easier, okay.
Because the State of Origin players are missing as well. So keep that in mind when you pick your team.
Yep.
And which players didn't get selected for the State of Origin and are still playing.
Okay.
So I won't give you the intel on that one. But the winner at the end of the year will still receive a full course meal.
Full course.
By yours truly, Sammy White. So
at least we get to eat together. That's the main thing.
Yeah, that's
so
the
that's
main
all
thing.
Good. Okay, I'll let you kick it off there. What's your lock here?
All right, so my lock in, looking at this weekend's game, I am going to go. You'll love this one. I'm going to go the Force.
Force of the Drua. Yeah, it's probably not a bad lock. It's probably not a bad lock.
Sorry, Nims. I know we just spoke to you, but
yeah.
You didn't sell it to me. When you're like, oh, you know.
Mate, they concede like over 30 points every game in Perth. It's
and
like,
the
I don't
draw
know.
Just need, if there's one team, you know, they can turn up. Nah, they're not.
So yeah, that's probably not a bad lock, that one.
Sorry, boys.
I'm going to go my lock. I just think with the outs of the Manly team, I know that.
Homole, Tolu.
Yes. I just think they're big outs. Lehigh's out as well. He's apparently suspended for touching the ref, pushing over the ref. He got one game suspension. So Lehigh's out.
Hey, don't underestimate Fosball.
I'm not underestimating
Karen
him. I just
Foran
think the,
is, he knows how to get all players up for his game.
I get that. But I just think the Warriors and what you're saying, if they're going to make the grand final, they need to put teams to the sword when it comes to these situations. So I want to know the Warriors.
The Warriors to beat the Dragons?
No, Manly.
Manly are playing the Titans.
Jokes. Jokes. Oi, can we have our... Do you know when I'm looking at it across the sheet for the Saturday? Can we have it underneath each other?
Oh, now remember
we'll
on Monday?
Warriors. Yeah.
Remember on Monday when I said, yeah, now it's your turn.
Yeah, it is my turn. Warriors over the Dragons. So I talked about Manly, but I'm going to go Warriors over the Dragons, says my lock.
That's sad. You can't just keep going against the Dragons.
Why? You did that year you won it when the Tigers were going terrible.
Okay.
What about that, eh? Oh, this run sheet, mate. We need to have a discussion around how we do this.
Don't throw stones down, mate.
Dane Laurie. Yes.
Oh, wow.
Okay, that's my lock.
All right, our Smokey. Smokey. The Smokey this weekend. Who's the favourite, Titans or Manly? I think Titans are the favourite.
Really?
Well, you just Come said on. Why Manly will
No,
struggle.
But that's because I thought they were playing the Warriors.
Well, before it's like, oh, there's no Lehigh. There's no...
Nah, they're still the favourites against the Titans. You're dreaming.
All right, then I'll go Titans.
As a Smokey.
As a Smokey.
Yeah, go for that. That's
Sweet.
Perfect.
Titans is my Smokey.
Even though they've got, all those outs. Oh,
no Homole, no Tolu,
got shot
no Lehigh.
In the foot here.
No
shot
Tom Trbojevic. And okay. It's Moriaki Fotuakas. Milestone game.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay, the Smokey for me is I'm gonna go Moana, man.
Go the Drua.
I'm going Moana.
You're going Moana.
I know it's gonna
be
tough.
Just throwing me that point.
Come on, bro.
Smoke.
Give them some hope, man. Throw some positive energy their way. They've got to get one in the last
two
games.
You've thrown too much positive energy that way.
Yeah, hey, but you can never have enough positive energy. And to end on a positive
end on
note,
that note.
Positive note, we're done.
That's us done.
The weekend starts for us.
The Indonesian Footy Fridays. Tell your Pacifica mates about our Monday and Friday shows and subscribe to the podcast. Just search for Indonesian Footy wherever you get your podcasts.
Ka kite.
This show was produced on the lands of the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation.